Gospel according to John. This is a testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "Who are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So he can give an answer to those who sent us. "What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I'm the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah and the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the two saints. They were not martyrs. For a certain sense, they are martyrs. They have to live against the current, because the heresies of that time is that they denied the sonship of Jesus. They denied that Jesus is God. He is so temporary, he is divine. But after his death, they are no more or existing anymore. And this heresy. So the bishop at that time need to fight back. It's not AC. There's only one person saying this, the whole group. So they have to fight. It's not AC. Another bishop, Gregory, also have to the people in Constantine, a kind of power struggle. And he's called to be a monk. So he left the bishop's house and go back to the monastery. You can see by that time, although they are not under persecution or living under martyrdom, but they are living the spirit of Christ. They were Paul. They were communion antiphon. We say, we profess the persecution of the Lord. Christ's life is always being persecuted. We too. Persecuted in the sense we offer our life for the sake of others. We offer it so that the other may be saved. And Jesus did the same. He died to give life to others. At times, we have to die of our own self so that the other may get give the grace to live. So at times, Jesus may call us to serve, to a kind of sacrifice in your daily life. It's not Jesus doesn't know you. He understands that you can. So he gives you sufficient grace to carry your cross on a daily basis.